Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. Sometimes, like yesterday, for example, I find it very hard to pray. Sometimes I don't even know where to begin. I find it even more difficult to pray when I want to pray, or when I try really hard to pray. At those times, I find that my expectations have gotten quite out of sight, and no prayer that I do seems to meet my expectations. In these moments, I am trying to create something, to achieve something, that only God can create or achieve. I'm running so fast, thinking far too much, that God has a very difficult time keeping up with me. And God simply doesn't seem to be able to shout louder than all the other voices in my head. In our first reading from the book of Exodus, Moses doesn't seem to have any of the problems that I have. In today's reading, we simply see him wandering around the countryside, taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. I don't think Moses was even thinking about entering into a period of prayer. In this quiet stillness, the quiet stillness of the desert, the quiet stillness of the pasture and the sheep, all of a sudden he's drawn to a bush that seems to be on fire but isn't being burned up. And so, in curiosity, he draws near to the bush. And out of the bush, God speaks. God's divine presence is in that bush. And it speaks out to Moses and says, "Take off your shoes, for you are standing on holy ground." It didn't become holy just in that moment. It was always holy, and Moses is standing on holy ground. What happened to Moses can happen to us. When we stop running, when we stop thinking too much, when we simply stop and take in and observe all the people, places, and events that surround us. It is there, or rather here, that we will find that we are too also standing on holy ground. In a little bit of quiet, we will discover that God, the divine presence, speaks to us in the people, places, and things that surround us. That we are standing not on holy ground just at the moment, but we're always standing on holy ground. And so my suggestion for today is, go out, open the door, go out of your house, go out of your apartment, go out and allow a burning bush to draw near to you.